championship day in high school football. Eddie Richardson, Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Gene Morris here with you before a tremendous crowd here to see these games today. And it's our Longview Lobos for the first time in 81 years trying to bring home the state championship and playing Beaumont Westbrook Bruins. Ought to be a good game. We've played them the last 2 years. We lost 2 years ago in Beaumont, and then last year we returned the favor and beat them in the first round at Lobo Stadium. Here to tell you about this afternoon's game, Brent Taylor and Johnny Vaughn.
Well, Beaumont Westbrook is from District 21-6A. They're 13-2 on the season, but have finished strong. Longview, of course, on 11-6A. They're 15-0 in the season. This one for all the marbles, John.
Yeah, this is it. After today, there's no more games, and there's going to be a champion. Longview hadn't been able to claim that in 81 seasons, Brent. And this is really big for the community and big for the team. They've, as we mentioned, they've played Westbrook the last 2 years in the playoffs. There's a couple of interesting things about those two games. 2 years ago, we lost 34-33, and we missed a field goal at the end of the game. That cost us that win. And then last year, we won 41-21. But this is what I want to make a note of on that game. And also the fact that the Raven Elia, the quarterback, was the starter in both those games. But last year's game, it was 7-6 to halftime. In the second half, where we ended up blowing it out 41-21, we had three big plays in that game. Hutchins had a 73-yard run. Carter had an 80-yard reception. And Brown had a 47-yard reception, all for scores. Wow. And so it was the big plays that were the difference. And we'll talk about that some more. But compare the stats of these teams. Elia, the quarterback, he's completed 124 of 222 passes. He's thrown for 2,100 yards. He's got 22 touchdowns. You compare that to Haynes King, who was named as a 6A player of the year in one of the polls and was named All-State. He completed 167 of 246 passes, but he has thrown for 3,240 yards and 39 touchdowns. So he's thrown for over 1,000 yards more than Elia has.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to AT&T. Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris. And we have the state championship game going for you tonight. Longview and Beaumont Westbrook. And you had one more key you want to talk about.
Yeah, I want to talk about just a minute about staying in the motion. They're in the moment. There's not one person in this place that thinks this is just another game. All the players know it's not. All the fans know it's not. All you people listening know it's not. So what is really important is you have to stay in the moment in these kind of games. If something goes bad, you got to put it out of your mind. If you get ahead, you can't relax. I'm telling you, you don't get to the 16th game of the year and quit.
Longview's won the toss. Let's see what they're going to do. Probably defer to the second half. But I don't know that for sure. Let's see. Yep, Longview's going to defer to the second half.
Trip receivers on the wide side of the field.
Third down. Here's Indiana to throw it. Fires incomplete. Fourth down.
You know, Brent, one thing that Elia, he's only completing a little over 50% of his passes, and we've seen two throws in just this series where he had an open guy and he just overthrew him. So that's one of the things that he's not particularly accurate as a quarterback.
He sure did overthrow. So it's fourth down. Longview held.
You need to get the first because you hate to punt the ball in your first possession from in the end zone. So I think you'll see Longview throw the ball and try to get the first.
One running back, play action pass.
Oh, he's open.
King
he's open.
Waits. He's got one down the field. Oh, no, he missed him. Oh, my word. Camden Perry was wide open at the 45-yard line, and the ball was overthrown.
Man, my goodness, ran the post route. He just beat coverage, was wide open. It wide open early, and the ball is just overthrown by Haynes King. And Haynes will think about that one for a while.
So, that'll bring on J.K. Martin to punt it away from his end zone.
it's not the greatest place in the world to watch a game from.
No, it's not.
The end zone.
Third and seven.
Perry's got single coverage on this side.
King fires it outside to Jesse Anderson. He got it down the sideline, 20-yard line, inside the 15. Oh, what a good play that was.
That was a fantastic play. What they did is they put twins on the left side, lined up one receiving Perry, who's our best receiver, on the right side. They run him on the post, and they run Jesse Anderson out of the backfield, and nobody covered him, and he turns it into a huge game. That was a great call.
It sure was. It's at the 3-yard line. It's third down. It's third down and two for a first. They can get a first on you, can. It's third down and a couple of yards. Three tight ends in the game. High formation. Anderson up the middle. He goes. Touchdown. Touchdown, Lovey.
Tell you, he's been doing it the last 3 weeks, Brent. Short yardage, counter dive, and he just powered his way into the end zone.
He sure did. He just powered his way in there. 6-0. J.K. Martin will kick the extra point, and Haynes King will hold. Ball on, down, up, fumble snap. King's going to run. He's going to have to run it. Now he's going to throw it. Hey, did he get it?
Nope, it's off his hands.
So the extra point fails. 6-0 Longview. We'll be back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. Fourth of the yard. They're going to go for it on fourth of the yard. McGrew got a first and more. He's across the 45, the 40 to the 35-yard line of Longview, and a first down. Well, they're having a hard time stopping him. 6-0 Longview. And we've got 2:08 to go in the first quarter. He rolls to the near side of the field. Looks up and throws. He's got a receiver caught. Touchdown.
Wow. Rolls to the left. Little flag route out there being run by Simpson. He beat the Longview secondary, and the toss was perfect, and they get the score.
6-6. Extra point to come. Yeah, he had it behind the secondary for a pretty easy score. Extra point to come. Kick is up and good. 7-6. Beaumont with the lead. We'll be back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. Second down and 8 for Longview at their own 23-yard line. 1:25 to go in the first quarter. 7-6 is our score.
Triple
two eyes near side.
Yep.
King's going to roll out. He's going to throw, and it's caught. It's caught by Camden Perry. Down the sideline he goes. Inside the 20, 10, 5. Not down at the 1-yard line.
Nope, they're going to call it
yes,
a score.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Touchdown, Camden Perry.
Well, he's money in the bank when you throw it to him. Has been all year. And he gets his, he runs a deep out route. This time the pass play was perfect, and he turns it up the sideline, and nobody can catch him.
He stayed in bounds, too. He went right down the sideline and fell in the end zone.
See if they review this, Brent. Yep, they're going to review it.
Oh, man.
And what they're reviewing is he dove for the end zone. His knee did hit. Not in the end zone. And so I think they make, just depends on where the ball is when he reached out. That's why they're reviewing it.
7-6, pending the review. And Longview will have the lead or the ball at the one-yard line.
Plus they're going to go for two here. But let's see. He's diving.
Got it.
Ah, he's in there. That's a touchdown.
It sure is. Under review.
Whoop. I don't know. That's another view. His left knee. We were looking at his right knee, Brent.
Yeah, I was.
I think they're going to bring this back.
To the one-yard line?
It should be at the one-yard line.
Yeah, I think he's in.
Okay, maybe. Let's see.
Well, I never thought you and I'd be sitting up here talking about instant replay. And it's doing exactly what it does for everything else. Bogs the game down.
Yeah. I think his left knee may have hit before the ball was over the goal. Nope.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Wow. He got it in.
Holy cow.
That's about a five-minute delay. Yeah. So the extra point to come from Martin. It's 13-12 Longview. No, I don't know what it is. 13-7.
I think.
Kick is up and the kick is good. 13-7. Longview 13, Beaumont 7. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Second down and 9 for Redworth. 11:46 to go in the half. Beaumont football at the Longview 22.
Yeah, they got a lot of room on the left side, man coverage. Way out. Now they put motions. Uh-oh.
Oh, they missed him again. Down the field. 10, 5. Close to the end zone. Touchdown.
Zone read, Brent. He faked the dive play. Pulled it out, and again, he gets outside containment. Nobody there. He turns it up the field and goes in for the score. And I tell you, their offense is giving us fits.
They sure are. It's 13-13. Extra point to come. They're giving us real fits. Jordan Wallace made the tackle, but it's too late.
Now, Longview had the blitz in, and Lister came in and tackled the running back, and he pulled it out, and that's why we lost containment.
Yeah, Lister. Extra point to come. Snap good, hold good, kick up, and kick is good. 14-13, Beaumont. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Now, Longview's been on the field on defense a long time in this half. Jordan Wallace made the tackle for Longview. First down at the Longview 37-yard line.
I tell you, McGrew is just a tough back the way he runs. I mean, actually that time it was Jacoby Holland. That's his first carry. Well, he's a tough back too.
He sure was.
Because that was a nice run.
It sure was. There's Holland up the middle.
Oh.
10-5 touchdown.
Oh, my goodness, Brent. You could have driven a bust through the hole. It's just straight up the middle, and nobody touches him. Nobody home, and they get the score. Three straight possessions they've scored.
That was a big hole, and it runs right straight up the middle, 20-13.
35 yards, and he's never has anybody close.
No, he sure doesn't. I mean, you could have driven a bust through that hole, as you said. Here's the extra point, up and good. It's 21-13. Beaumont Westbrook over Longview. We got 6:59 to go in the half. We're back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. So it's second down and 10 at the 26-yard line. 5:02, clock stopped in the first half. Longview 21-13. Haynes, King, sprints to the far side, throws, It's caught. No, it's intercepted.
I think he fumbled was what happened. Let's see if they call it. Yep. He caught it. It was pulled loose and was recovered by Jared Brooks for them. And, that was wiped out. We were down to the 7-yard line.
Sure was. Sure were, down to the 7. But a fumble and a recovery by Westbrook. Third down and 5 for Beaumont. Third and 5.
Let's see if they throw here.
Sprints to the far side, does Elia. He's got some room. Longview's going to get him. Whoa, Longview lowered the boom that time. It was Isaiah Rogers along with Ritt. They lowered the boom. First and 10. Two wides far side of the field. Two backs beside Haynes King in the backfield. Now motion out of the backfield. Here's a deep pass down the field. Got a man there. Caught. Touchdown.
Wow. Post route to Kirby. He's wide open. They followed Kim Williams, who swung out of the backfield and up the sideline. And the inside receiver, Kirby, runs the post, and he's wide open. And a perfect throw from Haynes King.
It sure was. Lombie's going to go for two. It's 21-19. A minute 55 to go in the half. Let's see what this is going to be. Now they're going to kick one. Let's see what it's going to be. King's going to run it. He got it. 21-21. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Well, Lombie's got it within a point, 21-20.
It was a two-play, 59-yard drive, but it was the 40-yard Haynes King to Kirby pass play. Kirby ran the inside post move. Keelan Williams had swung out of the backfield, was up the sideline, and they all went with him, and Kirby behind the secondary gets the score. Lombie goes for the two-point conversion off the fake with King's the holder. He takes it up the middle. He scores, and then they said Lombie was in motion, so he wiped that out, and then Longview, with the 5 yards tacked on, just went for the extra point. It was converted. So Longview right now is down by one, 21-20.
They're going to mark it on the 25. First and 10. 1:36 to go before halftime. Back to throw again is Elia. He's going to throw it over the middle.
Is it caught? It is caught.
Was it caught?
Yes, it was caught.
Yes, it was.
Lister went, jumped for it. Couldn't pull it down. The ball, though, was caught for the touchdown.
Deontay Simpson with a reception. So they quickly strike back. 27-20.
That's just a dagger right there, Brent.
Sure was. 27-20. A minute 25 to go in the first half. Extra point coming. It's up and good. 28-20, Beaumont Westbrook with a lead. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Yep, that'll be it. Longview's going to halftime. They'll get the ball to start the second half, and they trail Beaumont Westbrook 28-20. It's fourth down. Let's see if Longview's got to go for it. I'm sure they are. Fourth and 10.
Yeah, I don't see it. It's too far for a field goal.
Too close to a punt.
Yeah, so they're going to go for it. Might as well look for Camden Perry here because that's where we usually go when we're really in a pinch, and he's going to be
in the slot.
In the slot, which is makes it double tough to cover him.
King back to throw. Nope. Sets up. Gonna run it.
Run it. Run it.
He may can get it. I don't think he did.
He had the room, and when he tried to cut back, Brandy lost his footage. Slipped down.
Beaumont is hell. Longview on their first possession. Pass incomplete. It's going to be fourth down.
Kobe Johnson covering up on Simpson. The ball overthrown goes incomplete. I think this is too far for field goal. I don't think that they're going to punt from the 29-yard line, so we're going to see an offensive play here. And this is where the defense needs to step up. It's not give up the first down here.
Fourth down and 10.
Four receivers out. Twins on both sides.
Fourth and 10. Elia back to throw. Pressure comes. Out of pressure he goes. He's chased behind the line. Now he's going to reverse his field. Up the field he comes, and Longview got him. At the 25-4-yard line.
My goodness. He rolls to the right. Longview put the blitz on. They pressured him. He reverses field. He comes all the way back to this sideline. But he's short of the first down.
Man, and not by much.
Not by much.
At the 24-yard line, Longview will take over, first and 10. So Longview's got it first down at the 25-yard line of Beaumont Westbrook. 4:01 to go in the third quarter. 28-20. Spread formation. Two wides, far side, two near side. King's going to run it up the middle. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. Touchdown, Longview.
Yeah, we needed that one.
And you're not kidding. Now, Longview's got to go for two. 28-26. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Boy, Longview needed that, baby. Nope, they're going to go for one. Wow, we needed that one bad. Longview did.
See, that's an understatement.
Man.
One we almost had to have.
We sure did. So they're going to go for 2 points.
Let's see where they put Perry, because they like to isolate him in this situation. He's on the left side. He's got a lot of room to the left. I think they'll throw it out to him.
Bootleg pass to the end zone. Incoming interference against Westbrook. That's going to be an incomplete pass, but interference.
That was a bootleg. They were going to go to Randall. The interference was made, so they're going to mark off and get it a little closer, close enough to run it now.
Longview's got a two-point conversion still coming up, and the ball's marked inside the one-yard line. All right, Ed. That's a one-yard line, John?
Just inside, yeah, right at the one.
First down. I mean, not first down. Two-point conversion is what I'm trying to say coming up. Longview needs to get this game tied up. 28-26. High formation. Anderson's running back. He gets it left side. He got it in. 2 points.
Man, I mean barely, Brent. As he was hit, he dove forward, and the ball hit right on the goal line.
28-28. We'll be back with more football from AT&T on 106.5 in 1 minute. But the two-point conversion still is being looked at.
Well, he dove. Of course, they hadn't showed us the replay yet, but he dove, hit the goal line. They're going to try to see if his knee hit down before, and they're going to come out from underneath the looking at the replay. Let's see what he says.
Oh, man, they're wiping it out.
Ah, my goodness.
28-26, two-point conversion fail. First down at the 40-yard line of Longview. 1:06 to go in the third quarter, and the clock moves. Back to throw goes Ilya. Going to look up the field. He's going to chuck it deep down the field. Got a man. Caught.
That's touchdown.
Touchdown.
Flags thrown. Coverage was there with Lister, but just couldn't make the play. And
touchdown.
That's a tough one, man.
That's a killer right there. Touchdown caught by Deontay Simpson.
It's third of the night for him.
Touchdown. Well, the flag. Let's see what this is going to be about. Mm-hmm. 34-26. With 46 seconds to go here in the first half. Third quarter. Thank you.
Up. Oh. They're going to replay in this, and he didn't have control of it, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
He's juggling it. Ah, that's going to go incomplete, I think.
They're going to look at it on the replay. And I don't think he did. Longview had pass interference, which is going to be a 15-yarder, but that'll rub out the touchdown. We'll have to wait and see what this is going to be. Yeah, here he comes. They're going to tell us here in just a moment.
I think we'll storm the field if they don't overrule that.
Incomplete. Rooted incomplete, so it's going to be a penalty against Longview for pass interference of 15 yards.
I've got to tell you, you know, you look at that guy and you say, well, he's the backup. And I'm telling you, he's as good as the first and a little different to boot.
He sure is. He kicked the ball up the middle. Touchdown. Right up the middle.
Straight dive play.
Westbrook.
Nine-play drive. It covers 75 yards.
They're going to throw it in the end zone. Knocked away. Incomplete. They fumbled the snap from center on the extra point, so that will shed some new light on this thing. 34-26 our score. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. It's third down, and Longview needs 11 yards for a touchdown.
You got to think about what you're going to do here. You got to think about the fourth down. If you're going to kick a field goal, you're going to go for it. If you don't make it,
high formation. Bootleg pass. Sets up, throws.
Oh!
Oh,
my goodness.
He had Jaden Braden in the back of the end zone, and he went through his hands. Oh, man. He went right through his hands. So now Lomi's going to kick a field goal, or attempt one at least. This will be a 30-yarder. Not quite 30. Going to be a 28-yarder. Martin gets it up, and it's good. So we'll change scores. Longview 29, and Beaumont Westbrook 34. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute.
Oh, we got to have a stop here. This is a critical third down play.
Third down and five. 7:15 to go. And the clock moves.
Pressure the quarterback. Got a blitz going.
Here he comes. There he comes. Out of the pocket. Thrown. Incomplete.
Oh, my goodness.
They pressured from the backside. They got there, and he threw the ball, had a receiver, but it's high and incomplete. Longview's going to get the ball back with 7 minutes to go in the game. First and 10, Longview out to the 35. 6:36 to go in the game. 34-29. Two backs beside King.
They're playing press man everywhere.
King's going to throw it.
He's going deep.
Down the field. Caught. First down. Kias Moore caught it for our first down for Longview.
That's unbelievable. When's the last time Kias Moore made a reception?
I don't know, but he made a big one.
Wow. He runs a deep post route. Makes a great over-the-shoulder catch, and he gets it down to the 11.
He sure did. Third down and goal to go for Longview from the 2-yard line of Westbrook.
You'd think that we'd give it to Jesse here. He's the power back, and he's But they got a good defensive line. He might fake it and pull it out. Nope, goes to
there
Jason.
There he goes, touchdown. Touchdown, Longview. Longview's got the lead.
Oh, two huge drives for Longview. The last one ended in a field goal. This one ends on a score. 76 yards in five plays.
Longview's got the lead, and Kais Moore came up big.
Kais Moore with a fantastic 54-yard reception.
Longview has got the lead 35-34. That was a great reception. Longview's going for two. Try to make it a three-point game. Let's see what they can dial up. They've got the lead with 4:42 to go. Spread formation. King's going to roll to the far side of the field. Going to toss it. Tipped and intercepted.
Somebody.
They got to get him. Tipped and intercepted. So Longview's got a one-point lead, 35-34. And we've got, how many is that? 4:42 to go in the game. Let's see if Longview, the nation rises. Third down and 13.
Got to put pressure on the quarterback. They're going to throw here.
Here comes Lister off the backside. They throw it over the middle. It's caught.
Oh, the post route. Jacob Johnson to step behind Simpson, and he makes the catch.
First down at the 47-yard line. First and 10 at the long, at the 47-yard line. They run McGrew on the sweep play. He turns up. Football! Football! Love you, got it!
Yes!
Lambie recovered the football! They got the football!
Michael Martin.
It was Michael Martin who recovered it. And we've got 3:40 to go in the game, and Longview's got the lead in the ball. Wow! Spread formation. King's going to run it. Up the middle! First down! At the 38-yard line of Beaumont. 2:54 to go in the game, and let's see if Beaumont's going to burn one of theirs. Nope, they're going to let it run. High formation. Third down. Keelan, right side, he goes. First down. He's going to touchdown. Keelan.
Yes.
Out of bounds at the 3-yard line. Yes. Out of bounds at the 3. Wow. Now let's see what Longview, will they try to knock it in or will they?
Wow, Keelan Williams just popped one for 31 and gets the ball down to the 3-yard line. Okay, they're going to say that
Keelan stepped out of bounds at the 8-yard line, so they're going to move it back. Still going to be first down. First and goal from the 8-yard line. Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better. That helps out Longview. They can go 20. They can run it down now, almost down to
40.
40. Eight seconds. Now seven. King's going to run around, slide down to 22.
4 seconds.
Brent.
That's got it.
As Keith Jackson used to say, and in honor of my friend Keith Bishop, whoa, Nelly.
Yes, sir.
81 years this took.
Yes.
Yes.
Longview has won the state championship. 81 years.
41 for us.
Yes, and 41.
I've been waiting 41 years for this.
41 years, and they ran it out.
It's just, I can't even tell you.
I can't either.
This is just, I'm telling you,
he might have fallen. I'm telling you, they ran it out. I'm telling you, they stormed the field. Wow. Longview has won the state championship. What a comeback and what a game. 35-34.
I got to tell you, Brent, for all the guys that ever played at Longview High School as a Lobo that fell short of our goal, for all the cheerleaders, the band, the fans, I mean, this was a long wait, and we congratulate this 2018 team.
16-0. And they ran it out. So Longview finishes up at 16-0 in the state championship.
And I, you know what? I think we ought to say something about Alvin Curry, too, when we talk about things.
Yeah, let's do.
Alvin Curry, who,
thinking about that
just a few weeks ago passed away, and one of the longtime friends for Longview.
Somehow, some way, Longview found a way to win this game. I mean, they just willed their way to win it.
This has been an amazing team. Tonight we struggled uphill the entire way, but they did it. They did it.
They sure did. 35-34 Longview. They've won the state championship in AT&T and a huge crowd on hand. We'll be back with more football from AT&T after this 3-minute timeout.